You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says Australia must think about how temporary visa holders can meet workforce shortages as Australia's economy recovers from the coronavirus pandemic. The pandemic stalled Australia's migration program, and the net intake is expected to fall into negative levels for the first time since World War II. Mr. Morrison says the government could consider reviewing visa classes for sectors such as agriculture and hospitality, which were reliant on temporary visa holders and have been hardest hit by travel restrictions.
All I'm saying really is that I've got a very open mind on this. We have tried in the past to first to get Australians into these jobs, but having tried to do that with any number of incentives, and I'm sure Peter Costello remember the things they were trying back, you know, two decades ago, it has been incredibly difficult, and we have to call it as it is. And that is, when Australians won't do the jobs, the jobs still need to be done.
The comments come as Australia's streak without local transmission of COVID-19 continues and more people receive vaccinations against the virus. New South Wales has had 51 days without a local case, while Victoria has extended its run to 11 days. The run of no infections comes as employers prepare for the end of JobKeeper later this month. The subsidy was introduced at the height of the pandemic to support businesses significantly affected by the coronavirus. There are fears of mass redundancies in tourism and transport as JobKeeper's end approaches. But Prime Minister Scott Morrison says JobKeeper cannot continue indefinitely.
Thankfully, we are now entering the post-emergency phase of the COVID-19 response. We can now switch over to medium and longer term economic policy settings that support private sector, business-led growth in our economy. Because you simply cannot run the Australian economy on taxpayers' money forever. It's not sustainable.
Mr. Morrison says while JobKeeper must be broadly cut back, extra support will be given to aviation, tourism and travel sectors. He says the federal government will also extend the wage subsidy scheme for apprentices, the $1.2 billion extension being the first step in a plan to wean the economy off JobKeeper. Federal Employment Minister Michaelia Cash says by removing the current limit, the government expects 70,000 new apprentices to be covered.
If you sign up before the 30th of September this year, you will get a full 12 months of a 50% wage subsidy. So we created 100,000 new commencements in less than 5 months. We look forward to now creating even more. 70,000 is the expectation, but I'd like to see as many as possible.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says he hopes Australia's vaccine rollout will help boost domestic tourism. Queensland's tourism sector is currently of particular concern. The Queensland government is launching a $1 million program for school excursions to the Great Barrier Reef after the announcement of separate $200 vouchers for locals to tour the state. Mr. Frydenberg has told the Seven Network he expects the situation to improve once Australians no longer have to worry about state and territory border closures.
There are sectors and there are regions that are doing it tough, but the best thing we can also do is keep those domestic borders open. It's a message I heard in Cairns yesterday from many in the tourism sector. While they are reliant on international tourism, they also benefit from domestic tourism. And with the rollout of the vaccine, if we can stop those short border lockdowns, that will give a lot more Australians the certainty to pack their bags, hop on a plane, take a holiday.
Meanwhile, the Tasmanian government has rejected a proposal to quarantine international students in Hobart on behalf of New South Wales. Tasmanian Premier Peter Gutwin has rejected the request, saying his government's priority remains the safe management of seasonal workers entering Tasmania and quarantining his state's international students when it's safe to do so. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.